5.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Thank you for being here today and all week long. We are already putting together programs for next week as well on Inside Douglas County, so make sure you're listening as we cover a lot of the important topics of the day. Outgoing Umpqua Community College President Dr. Deborah Thatcher on with us now. Dr. Thatcher, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. I appreciate one last chance to talk with you.
So you are officially president of the college for how much longer?
Through the end of June.
So just a few days remaining. I want to talk about a number of things, but let's go sort of back to the front end of this. How did you get into higher education in the first place?
Oh, I started out teaching young children, and when I went back to grad school, my professors talked me into becoming teacher educators rather than teacher of children. And once I started that, after a while, administration was something that I was encouraged to do, and that's just, it just took off from there.
So where are some of the places you've been over your career?
Well, in higher ed, I've been in Maryland at Salisbury University. I've been at Northern Michigan University, in North Carolina at Lees McRae College. And then right before coming here, I was in New York at the State University of New York at Cogleskill. And, you know, before I started that, I worked with children in Wyoming and Alaska and overseas in the Marshall Islands. So I've had quite a career and been able to live in a lot of exciting places, including Oregon.
So was your plan when you were younger to do that exploration as you went through a career to live in a lot of different places?
I think so. I think it was one of the things I remember as a teenager wanting to explore and try new things. And I grew up in the rural South, and I wanted to see the world. And education was actually a great venue for doing that.
So when did you arrive at Roseburg at UCC?
5 years ago, July of 2016 was when I first started.
And what led you to seek the position here?
It's just part of the evolution of my leadership. I was the acting president at SUNY Cogleskill before here, and I was interested in a presidency. I always look for a place that's rural, that's beautiful, but I wanted to be on the West Coast because my children are on the West Coast. And I also needed to be a place where I thought my experience and my leadership style could make a difference. And in the end, UCC ended up being the perfect fit.
So when you began to explore coming here, well, maybe when you came the first time to visit, look around, what were your initial thoughts about both the area and about the college?
Well, the area, you just can't argue about the beauty, both right there in the Umpqua Valley as well as all of the surrounding areas. So it's for people like me who love being outdoors, whether it's in the ocean or walking and hiking in the mountains, it was an excellent place. And then, of course, I came there. My interview was just a few months after the 10-1 tragedy, and I was really struck by the cohesiveness of the community and how everyone pulled together. And no one looked at it as an issue at the college. They looked at it as the community taking care of each other. And that was really powerful for me to see that such a horrific event did not oppress people, but instead brought them together and made them even stronger. Incredible resiliency.
And what about the staff as you began to meet them when you came?
Tell me what you mean.
Well, what were your just thoughts about the quality level of the people that were working at UCC?
One of the things that first struck me was how devoted the faculty are to students. One of the things that set the faculty off here from everywhere else I worked was that faculty would take students no matter where they were, whereas other places they just said, give me better students, I'll give you better results. Here, people were so devoted to each and every student and taking them where they are, where they were, and helping them succeed. And all the staff felt that way. People care about students and put students first. And that's an incredibly refreshing attitude when you're at a college. And it's one of the hallmarks, really, of a community college.
What's your assessment of some of the things you've accomplished while you've been here?
Well, you know, Kyle, I look back, and as I said, I came right after the 10-1 tragedy. There were still lingering effects of the recession a few years earlier. There had been leadership turnover, significant budget reductions, and then I'm ending on a pandemic. But through all of this, the college has strengthened in a lot of ways. Our accreditation is the strongest it's ever been. Nursing program is vibrant, growing, and it received the highest possible recognition from the Oregon Nursing Board. We have a lot of people, faculty, staff, and students have received state and national awards. We've completed two new buildings, which dramatically improved our instructional technology. We have new programs in the making. Our athletics program grew over 450%. Our financial status is solid. So you see, I can go on and on. I would say when I look back over the last 5 years in my work with the faculty, staff, students, and community, I'd say the college has made really great progress. And I guess you could say then that my presidency has been successful.
Well, let's talk about that athletic aspect. That was really a road that had not been gone down to that level ever before.
Well, it's actually a very common practice in higher ed that athletics is something that brings students to campus. So that was a number one issue. We needed to increase our enrollment, and we needed to do it at a time where across the country enrollment has been going down in colleges. So a lot of students will come to college not because they're going to be professional athletes, but because they have a chance to continue playing the sport about which they're so passionate. And not only did our students come, but the student athletes all often bring friends with them. And so for every student you get, you usually get the equivalent of about another half student in addition. So it's been incredible. But I tell you, as many of you know, one of the main reasons for our success has been the leadership in that area. And that has been Craig Jackson and his passion, his experience, and his drive.
And as well, getting the athletes here, then you have things like where to house them and things like that. So you had some challenges there, too.
Absolutely. But it's been, again, really great seeing Craig take the lead in that. But also we've had help from our board. We've had help from the community. And people have pulled together because they recognize that athletics brings to the community something more than just students at the college. Lots of opportunities for people who love sports to go and see all kinds of different sports. So it's been a win-win for everyone all around, although the housing remains a challenge, and we'll see how that goes in the future.
Did the having the students, did you have folks coming from farther away than would otherwise have normally been coming here for regular programs?
Yes, absolutely. The conference that we belong to, the Northwestern Athletics Conference, NWAC, allows for students to come from all over the country and internationally as well. We don't have a lot of international students, but having those students from other countries as well as from across the country exposes our students to different ways of thinking, different experiences, and opens their students' eyes to a lot of possibilities that are out there, whether it's something they want to explore personally, a place they want to visit, or perhaps some other opportunities that are there.
Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Dr. Deborah Thatcher, outgoing president of Umpqua Community College. The interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming at 1 on Mondays. Inside Douglas County, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, our weekly in-depth look at topics related to COVID-19 and going through the pandemic. We have Dr. Deborah Thatcher with us from Umpqua Community College, president for just a few more days. kind of taking a look back at her time here and some of the things that took place. Dr. Thatcher, for the college, in the time you've been here, how has the level of enrollment changed?
To be honest, the enrollment is down a little bit. When you look overall, but in certain programs it's higher, others are lower. Our nursing program, for example, expanded. But this is an issue facing all community colleges and universities, not only in Oregon, but across the state, or I mean the country. It's very, very few folks are experiencing growth. However, you know, with the pandemic, which definitely negatively impacted enrollment, I do believe as we come back from that, we're going to see some growth. And on top of that, one of the things I'm really excited about is the college is in the midst of developing some new programs. And I think as those programs roll out, they will attract more students, and perhaps people who hadn't thought about coming back to school would find something of a special interest that would draw them into a program.
Now, community college, you've got a board. Talk about the board you've worked with and their role in being part of what's going on out there.
You know, the board has certainly undergone some changes in membership in the last few years, and that's all to do with elections, of course. But, you know, our board works really hard to support the college. They're our eyes and ears to the community. They bring things to us to help us interact with the community more strongly. They work really hard to keep the college moving forward. They've been a very cohesive group and have really been a great support to me and have intimately learned about the college. There are a lot of boards that keep the college at a distance and don't learn a lot about the operations because, honestly, they turn the operations over to administration. But this board really wants to know what we're doing, how we're serving the community, and doing everything they can to make the college even stronger.
As the time that you've gone through your career and at different levels have been, you know, been around different boards of directors, are things here fairly similar, or does it vary maybe even year to year?
Well, I think the big thing is, depending on where you are, boards may be larger or smaller, and a lot of boards are larger, have a lot of committees, but the size of our board is dictated by Oregon statute, and what they can do is dictated by Oregon statute. So within those rules, they operate very well and know what their responsibilities are. They take them very seriously, and indeed, that's what serves the college so well.
Now, what about getting through this pandemic? I mean, when it hit, everybody kind of had a 180 in how they did a lot of things. Talk about how the college adapted to the situation.
Well, I must say I'm incredibly proud of how they adapted. Very quickly, they made courses available remotely so that students could participate wherever they were. We created some on-campus experiences for things that just couldn't occur elsewhere, but we implemented a lot of the safety regulations to be sure that everyone was okay. And in fact, we've had no breakouts on campus, so that's a testament to their good work. But we, like many organizations, we were fortunate to receive federal funding that would help us be more effective at delivering online and remote education. So we've been able to greatly enhance our instructional technology, and that is continuing to grow and improve. So I just have to do a great shout out to all of our folks and how adaptable they've been, creative, things that, would actually serve as a catalyst to move us forward and make us think in really new ways that I think will serve our students in the long run. I know we're really anxious, faculty and students as well as many staff, anxious to get back to campus for those things that are done best face-to-face. And so we're waiting for the governor's office to give us the go-ahead to do that. And we are ready and chomping at the bit to get back to more normalized operations.
As different plans have been developed for online instruction over the past several months, post-pandemic, do you think there's an opportunity there to change some aspects at the community college level of how education is done when you've got the option of all these different other platforms?
I do think so. One of the things that community colleges pride themselves on is meeting students where they are and recognizing that many of our students are working adults, many are parents, many are taking care of other family members or friends, and so they have very complicated lives. And by adding this electronic or remote online component, you can meet those needs. And you might have some students that are you're meeting with face-to-face and others that are meeting online, and they are flex back and forth as in terms of what works best for them. So we're doing a lot of education with our faculty now, doing a lot of training to help them be more adaptable to that. And I think those sorts of things will be long-lasting. They won't be just this short-term because we've seen how much it helps a lot of people.
What do you think the college can achieve both in the near future and down the road that hasn't been achieved yet?
It hasn't been achieved. Well, you know, I hesitate to go too far with that. I know a big deal for the college in the near future is its renewal of our institutional accreditation. That happens every 7 years, and we're 2 years out from that, and there's a lot of work to be done to prepare for that. But we are approaching it in a very new way, and I think that's going to demonstrate in a way that we've never been able to do before just how effective we are at doing things, as well as help us realize what things we may want to change and improve. The most exciting thing, I think, are new programs that are under development, and I don't want to really speak to those because I don't want to get out ahead of myself. The next president will be guiding those sorts of things, and who knows, she may come in with a lot of exciting things that we haven't considered before. So there are possibilities that exist that probably aren't even on my mind right now.
You announced your plans to retire several months ago. What led to that decision?
Well, Kyle, you know, I've had a long career. I've worked with children, then I've worked in colleges. And so I feel like I've given my best to multiple institutions over the years. And there comes a time when you just say you've done your best and it's time to move on to a new chapter in your life. And indeed, that's what I did. So I gave the board a year's notice so that they could conduct a very thorough search for the next president. And I'm now just on the cusp of beginning the next chapter in my life.
Have you had any interactions with your successor?
Oh, yes. We've met a few times and to share some information just to help with her transition. You know, that's sometimes that doesn't happen at colleges. And so I'm hoping that I gave her just enough that she can hit the ground running. And she's been meeting with other people as well. So I think she will come in ready to go as soon as she starts next month.
So for your retirement, retirement means different things, especially these days. Are you still going to be working or consulting or speaking, or do you have other things planned?
Well, you know, retirement's a long time, Kyle. But right now, my focus is on family, and I'll tell you why. Because I have moved around a lot over the years, that's taking me away from family. And what I look forward to in the next 2 or 3 years is really getting back with family and friends that I've made across the country and being able to enjoy those relationships again. And then at that point, I may think about other things I'll do. But right now, I don't have any long-range plans that take me back into the workforce or consulting.
All right, outgoing president of Umpqua Community College, Dr. Deborah Thatcher. Thanks for talking to us again.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been- been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.